Blog Talk Radio.
It's the real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn.
Good night, good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. Thank you for tuning into this second show of the eighth season of the Real Talk of Robert Simmons Show. And I'm your host, Robert Simmons. I want to thank everybody for coming in and tuning in tonight. We have a great show lined up, a very important show, a show that I take very, very personal because it's something that we need in the black community. And I typically, I don't always do shows just geared towards the African-American community or black community, whatever you want to, however you want to say it like that. But there's a problem that we've been discussing and having in our culture, and that is simply, guys, life insurance. For so many reasons, I don't know why we don't want to get life insurance or why we a lot of us use, not Cash App, but what's the thing, when somebody, the GoFundMe and things like that, we use GoFundMe to get all this money to help with burials, and then people are getting upset and things like that, and there's just a whole, what's the guy named, AJ, the comedian that just passed, and I saw how his wife was upset because she was saying how his fans were not real fans, because they did not support giving her money towards his funeral costs and things like that. And so, you know, we have to ask ourselves a true question here, and that is why we aren't covered in life insurance. In this community, it is worse than the rest. So we're going to talk about this today. We have a special guest lined up, and hold on one second. Looks like I'm having a little technical thing right here. I may or may not be in the studio. Hold on one second. I don't even know if my guests can hear me. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in on Apple Podcasts, on the website itself. Those that are watching Facebook Live, where, you know, some people like to have the visual. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you guys a life insurance advisor and expert, a friend of mine that I've talked to in the past about life insurance, the importance of life insurance, and so many aspects of having life insurance. So I'm going to bring on right now Ms. LaToya Shaw. How are you doing, LaToya?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am doing amazingly well. This is a really hot topic that you can probably give us a little bit of insight on. But before we get into it, just tell us a little bit about you, your credentials, and what it is that you are able to do when it comes to having life insurance.
Sure. So foremost and foremost about me, I am LaToya Shaw. I am a mother of four boys. I'm a veteran, as well as I have done nursing for about 21 years. I've been able to work in the pharmaceutical department, insurance department when it was going over coverage, as well as phlebotomy and dialysis technicians. I got into insurance because there was a need. There was a need for us as minorities, as Black Americans, not understanding and not having the knowledge of life insurance, to where it became a passion to now of educating ourselves, understanding the value of it, feeling it and having it, and being able to utilize it for what its function is for. So I've definitely been doing webinars, seminars, podcasts, and also just going out in the communities and helping people who have policies, making sure you have what you're paying for. A lot of people do not understand life insurance. They don't understand the benefits of having it, nor do they understand the lingo in policies, and that causes problems to where, unfortunately, when things come around, they have nothing, and then they lose things. And then it's just so much to it. But I don't want to get too far in it to where I give you too much information at one time, because there's so many aspects to life insurance. It's not just for death. It is just what it says. It's for the entirety of your life, regardless of your age.
So we're gonna clearly have to break this down into a series.
Yes.
It's so vast and it's so broad. But I guess let's start with the topic here. In your own words, why do you think it's so taboo of having life insurance in the Black community? What's really going on?
The main hang-up that's in the Black community with life insurance is, we don't know what it's for. If you tell someone, hey, do you have a life insurance policy? The first thing they're going to say is, I'm not old. I don't need that. I'm young. Because we haven't been taught. We assume, or we only talked or discussed life insurance when someone has died, passed away. That is when it is discussed. That is when people are trying to say, hey, did he have something? Does he have a policy? Is that going to help with taking care of these bills? You're going to lose the home. You're going to lose your property. That's when it's discussed. That is not the whole entirety of life insurance. You have final expense and pre-burial. That is for that function. You have life insurance, which actually the youngest age that you can get a life insurance policy is at 17 days old, when you have a Social Security number. That is for the extension of your life. A life insurance policy, there are different types of policies, but in the Black community, we aren't taught the value of getting one young, or at least getting one for our children, to start investing in their life and building a foundation for protection. So there are pyramids to wealth, and the first one is the simplest thing, which is protection, and that means protecting your life, putting a human capital or capital value on your life, a financial capital or human capital on your life, which will start economic wealth. And we are disadvantaged knowledge-wise and economically, systematically, because we have not our generational wealth for our lineage, for our line, for our minority, for our status and our race.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we have this discussion when we're out and things like that? You see people, you see Black, and we have these discussions on, okay, you may go buy Jordans and not have life insurance. You may go buy fast cars and not have life insurance. Or a very interesting meme. I wish I had downloaded the meme. You had a meme that was like, I care about my family, and it was like, but you don't have life insurance. It's like, wow.
Right.
So we, even as Christians, we know things like the Bible says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. And a lot of times that does come by way of life insurance policies and just actually understanding your financial portfolio. So when you talk to a lot of people, they know this. Is it just a lack of education? What's stopping us in some instances paying $15 to $25 a month that will actually help us? And as you explain that, we're going to go into what's, term versus, I guess, whole life insurance.
Right.
Help me understand that.
So with life insurance, it's not the same as car insurance. Car insurance, the older you get, the cheaper it is. Your rates are cheaper. Life insurance is the opposite. The younger you are, the cheaper you are. The three things that affect life insurance is your age, your health, and your gender. Males are always higher than females because mortality rate is less than females, and you take more risk than we do. So therefore, the men rates are always higher, and the rate is per 1,000. It's a mortality rate that every insurance company is used. Different carriers, their rates are different. That's why you need to be able to compare different rates because every rate is different. Every carrier bills differently, and every carrier does not offer the same type of product. There are different types of products when it comes to life insurance, just like it is when it comes to car insurance. So the younger you are, the cheaper it is, which is why I tell people 17 days old is the youngest you can get one because it is so cheap. And the amount that you can get coverage for goes down the older you get. So you got to think about it. When you get to about 55, most insurance companies, because half of your life expectancy is now gone, or depending on if you're a male, life expectancy now is about 90 years old for the mortality rate. They're not going to insure you for over $50,000 if you're 50 to 55. Wow. When you get to 54 to 50, you may get $60,000. 70,000. The younger you are, the more it goes up. So there are some companies that do $1 million with no medical if you're under 50 and under in good health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of people, I've ran into a lot of people that say, I can't afford life insurance. Oh, it's probably too expensive. Okay. If you can pay a light bill, you can pay life insurance. If you can go out there and you can pay a water bill, you pay life insurance. You'll pay a car note at $400 or $500, but you won't invest in your life and pay a life insurance policy. If you had a life insurance policy, the right one, you could have built cash up to where you wouldn't have cared about whether or not your job laid you off. You wouldn't have worried about whether or not you had enough money to pay this because you would have been able to pull off of your policy some of the cash to pay for that. That is what a life insurance policy does, the right one. It builds that cash.
Explain that real quick. Very quickly explain it, because a lot of people, when they hear life insurance, they think death, dying, this is
right.
The end of my life, even a bunch of money for a lot of people that probably never cared about me once I'm gone anyway. And you brought up something very, very important. You know, a lot of people, they were depending on the stimulus package and depending on unemployment, but you brought up a point. You said they could have drawn from a type of life insurance and could have been living off of that now. We all need to know that.
Right.
So how does that work?
That's going to bring you into different types of life insurance policy. So,
Let's get to the basics. I'm going to tell you,
everybody needs life insurance. Everybody.
Right.
You don't wait till you get 40 and 50 and then say, I need a policy. If you do, that's fine, but you just realize that you're going to pay a little bit more money. You're not going to be able to get what you think you're going to get. And a lot of people aren't, they don't realize that. If you're younger, you need to get one because guess what? You're young enough to invest to use it to semi-retire off of. You're young enough to invest in it to where your cash value builds up, to where if you need to pull off money for some things without going out there and getting these loans, getting in debt, killing yourself working two or three jobs, you have access to those funds. That cash that builds up in there is yours to utilize when you need to. That is why it says life insurance. It is for the longevity of your life. It is a loan that never ends as long as you pay your premium. You can utilize it when you need to for whatever reason you need to do so. You get one on your children. You get it young enough. And I'm going to say this, and people can get upset if they want to. If you are a parent, you have a financial obligation for your children to invest in them. You'll go and invest in Robinhood or whatever these things is for cryptology and all this stuff, currency, but you won't spend $20, $30 a month to get a policy for your child so that when they mature, they have money that you can send them off to college and pay for it. They need a car, you can go buy them a car. You can go fund their rooming and board for their secondary education.
Wow.
We invest in ourselves, selfish things, instead of investing in what we need to and what's right. The hardest thing to do is what's right, but it's the easiest thing you can do. If you can go get bundles, $300-$400, you can invest in your children. If you can go get manicure and pedicure faithfully, get them nails done, you can invest in your children. We all had stimulus if you're a parent or you had children. You could have took one of them for a whole year and paid one for your child or yourself and paid it up for a whole year.
Right.
So some of it is a lack of knowledge, but some of it is because we choose not to, and we disadvantage ourselves, and we keep leaving ourselves in the line that we are in of the poverty line because we're not creating that wealth that starts with doing the simplest thing, building a proper financial pyramid, which is protection is the first base of that foundation.
And let's go off of that word protection, because I will say a lot of people ignorantly just didn't understand or wasn't taught that. So this is a cycle. So I think part of the issue, part of changing that is doing things like this, having podcasts and talking about it,
right,
and discussing it and conversations about it and getting it and rolling. Not necessarily trying to make anybody feel bad, because we all
right
have fallen short of some level,
sure,
of including myself, because from just not really understanding it or not being taught by your parents, and your parents wouldn't talk by their parents, and then, you know, and it just kind of goes
right
on and on and on, where you have this this trickle down effect. It is something that I actually said a few years ago in the Black community, and I actually stood up in a meeting and said this. And I said, you guys want to curb the violence, the black-on-black crime in the community? I said, all you have to do is ensure every Black young boy in the community, and I guarantee you that the insurance companies themselves will implement programs and implement all kind of making sure, because at that point, it's their investment, and they need you. And they need you to live, and they need to continue to make money. So if we had all
right
these young brothers insured, I think that automatically would implement the insurance companies would say, we're going to implement different programs into the communities, community centers, after-school programs, and all this. And you ask yourself, well, why? Well, because, man, we can't keep paying out all this money at the rate that they're dying. Which,
correct,
I pivot off of that. We had this discussion. A lot of insurance companies, since we have like this, you know, a lot of us are incarcerated, things that a lot of insurance won't insure you because of incarceration. But you said that there are some that will. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. So there's an insurance care for everybody. I'm just going to say that. There's an insurance care that if you have mental issues, schizophrenia, bipolar, mental retardation, autism, Crohn's disease. There is an insurance care for everybody, even if it's terminal cancer, even if it's hepatitis C, cirrhosis of the liver. The issue is when you go to these private companies, all insurance companies are private. Let me go ahead and say that and clear that up. But not every insurance company is the same. So you have agents that may come or you may call and ask about coverage, and they're going to first quickly say, depending on the impairment, because they consider anything an impairment, whether it's depression, whether you take chronic pain medications for back pain or whatever it may be, gabapentin, Lortab, Percocet, oxycodone, Tylenol 3, they consider those chronic medications. If you are disabled, retired, or not working, they will deny you coverage. If you take medical marijuana, they will deny you coverage. It's just a lot of things that people aren't aware of that insurance companies say, no, we won't take you. And they have every right to do that because they're not regulated. They can do so. But when you have someone like me who is an insurance advisor, I am what is considered independent. I am an independent agent that answer to the carrier that I'm able to write for that I got appointed with through the state. And I am appointed in Georgia, and I am appointed in Florida. And I will be appointed soon in Texas and Virginia, which means I can write for any carrier that has appointed me to write for them or any of their products in any of those states or anybody. So when you have a broker, agent, or advisor, we can look at what do you have, what medications you're taking, and we can go through all those carriers and actually find the one that will take you, because there is one for everybody. Like I said, there are some that will take you if you're on Social Security, and you can pay with your Direct Express card for your insurance. So there are ones that will take you. But when you have these agents that come and say, oh, we can't find anybody to take us, we're turning down by everybody, it's because you have what's called a captive agent, which means they are contracted with that one carrier. They can only write for that one carrier. And if that carrier will not accept you, you cannot get coverage. If that carrier does not have certain products, they're not going to tell you because they can't write them. So you need to make sure you have someone that's actually there that can go across the board through different carriers, and everybody can't do that. Only insurance advisors or brokers that are not captive agents and they're independent with the state.
Got you. So to those people that are sitting home that are above 50, that have high blood pressure, diabetes, God knows what, and they're taking 20 pills a day, and they made up in their mind, I'm not worried about life insurance, I'm just going to enjoy it, because I feel like I can't get good coverage. I mean, nobody's going to accept me. If they do, they might give my family $1,000 after I'm gone, and that's not even enough to give a casket. Is there hope for them?
Yes, there's carriers that will take you with diabetes, high blood pressure. I actually have ran into it. There are good agents in everything, just like there's good nurses, there's good doctors, but there are also bad ones. There are some companies that intentionally deceive people. Prime America, I know a lot of people say I have Prime America. They target black communities. First of all, Prime America can only write you term policies. They cannot write you a whole life. They only can write you term, and it will be a decreasing term. Basically, what that means is when it matures, which it normally does, in 10, 15 years, your death benefit will go down and your premium will go up till it zeros out, whether you pay in or not. Colonial Penn is a graded policy, which means they will only write graded, which means they accept everyone, because you will pay in the first 2 years before they will pay the death benefit. So if something happens, they're not going to pay. And a lot of people don't understand the policies when they get them and read them, but they target black elderly communities because of the simple fact, I know one day I sat up and I seen their commercial 15 times in 1 hour, saying $9.95 for $10,000, no medical exam. Most insurance carriers are no medical exam. That's the first thing. That's most insurance carriers if it's under a certain limit. Secondly, they say we'll accept everybody. Yes, because it's graded. But there is no insurance that's $9.95 for $10,000 for a whole life coverage unless you are 5 years and younger, so 0 to 5. So what those are called are death benefits, or final expenses or death benefits. And you got to be careful, because I've seen a lot of people that have high blood pressure and they have a graded policy. And high blood pressure does not give you a graded policy. That's immediate coverage, which means when you pay your premium, you are covered day one, which means something happens the next day,
okay,
they still will pay the full amount.
Okay. So we're going to go to a commercial break. But before we go to a commercial break, tell us exactly what is graded. Because people out there saying, well, what does graded mean? What does graded mean when you say certain illness?
Right. So there's different, and when we'll come back, we'll talk about the different types of insurance. So with the different types of insurance, you have different characteristics or rates of insurance. You have what's called immediate coverage, and you have graded coverage. A graded policy is just what it means. You have some type of terminal illness, cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, hepatitis C, that is basically going to end your life or cause your organs functions to decrease and your life expectancy to be cut down drastically. Those you pay in about 3 years before they pay the death benefit for those, and they will only be about $30,000 maximum for those policies because of those issues. But when you have agents that can only write for that company, they will sell you that for something that should be an immediate coverage policy, and you should be able to get more coverage. And they are higher, their rates, because they are rated policies. And most of them you have to be 50 years old. Yeah.
Gotcha. So we're going to go on and take a quick break. We'll be right back. Remember, guys, we're talking life insurance in the black community. Why are we not covered? Why are we not covered? Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends. Share this. And remember, this is all for love. So let's get to the commercial breaks. This show is brought to you in part by Wild Gals Boutique. I know y'all see the shirt that I'm rocking tonight. Make sure y'all head over to Wild Gals Boutique. That's spelled WILDETALZ Boutique. You should know how to spell boutique, so I'm going to have to spell that for you. As you can see, my Mercy Jesus shirt, or Mercy Jesus, or Jesus, whatever. Anyway, it fits good, it feels good, and it has been looking good tonight in it. All right.
Melamiracle is an organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions such as eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. It is most commonly used for pain relief such as arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness, and it works in less than 2 minutes.
Make your pain go away.
Every time you rub it in that place, that's Melamiracle.
Melamiracle is organic skin oil that helps with skin conditions like eczema, alopecia, and psoriasis. Most commonly used for pain relief, arthritis, tendonitis, joint pain, even muscle soreness. And it works in less than 2 minutes.
Melamiracle. Melamiracle.
Tonight we are talking a very serious topic. We're talking life insurance in the black community. Why are we not insured? Why are we not covered? And for those who thought that getting life insurance was a death sentence, guess what? It's not. We just discovered and talked with Ms. Latoya Shaw, a life insurance advisor, and it is what that is, life insurance. It's for, you can do a lot of things with it. I'm learning just as well as everyone, and we all must realize that it all starts with education. It starts with us talking about it and pushing it in the community so we can actually help and change some of this generational wealth. Am I correct? Am I right or am I right, Michelle?
You are definitely right. You're definitely right.
So, commercial break, we're talking about the graded policies and things like that. Can you recap that real quick?
Okay, so like I said, there are different types of life insurance policies. We'll go into that in a moment. So a different type of coverage when it comes to life insurance policies. You have immediate coverage, which means definitely just what it says. Coverage is immediate upon you paying that first premium, which means if something happens the next day, they will pay the full death benefit. That is what's considered a conditional receipt. When you have a graded policy, because it is graded, your rate is higher. Secondly, you can only get $30,000 maximum with most of the majority graded policy carriers, and you will pay in 2 years prior before they pay the death benefit. So that first year and that second year, they will not be paying that death benefit because it is a graded policy, and that is the condition of it. So people aren't aware of that, and they are being issued graded policies for things that diagnoses and illnesses that insurance carriers are not classifying as graded, which you can get immediate coverage and not have that, and not have that window there, that possibility of something can happen and your family still have to come out of pocket and try to get stuff done for you, pay off your debt, still get your finances together, as well as still bury or final expenses. So people don't realize that. And we'll go into that once we start talking about different types of policies, because there are different types of policies as well.
Okay, well, we're going to get right into that in just a second. But, guys, if you have a question, for Ms. LaToya Shaw. Please don't be shy. Call in. The number is area code 563-999-3400. Again, that is 563-999-3400. Press the number 1, and we'll put you right in queue to speak with Ms. LaToya Shaw, our expert life insurance advisor here with us. So, yeah, tell us about that. What are some different types of life insurances, and why do we need different types of life insurance?
No problem. So different types of life insurances, you have term life, and term is exactly what it says, temporary, which means it will end. Term life is also cheaper than whole life because it is temporary. You also do not build any cash value. Excuse me for a minute. And I'm going to just go ahead and give y'all a little snippet of what that means. So ACV, accumulated cash value. Any whole life that is individual, and I'm going to say that again, keyword individual, will generate accumulated cash value. Every carrier is different on the percentage of what it generates every year because it generates annually. So after that first year, it will generate cash. Any cash that is generated in a whole life is tax protected because it is considered a dividend. Dividends are not taxed. They are tax-free. However, capital gains are taxed. So when you're out there investing in the stock market and things like that, okay, your IRA, your Roth, those are gains, which means you have to account for them when it comes to tax time. Anything over $9,999. Huh?
So that's when the capital gains tax thing kicks in.
Right. Anything over $9,999.99 is taxable under the government. I don't care if you have it in your savings. I don't care if you have it in the business. I don't care if you have it in your banking. I don't care if you have it in a 401k, an IRA, a Roth, traditional. It is taxable, which means when you go file taxes, they always ask you, do you have a checking account? You have a savings account, what's the amount? Because it's going to pull your fair credit. It's going to pull that information. You have to give that information because you are taxed at a percentage. Your bank pays that tax accordingly. If you look at your statements you get, it has an interest built on it that is by the bank, which is why some banks have certain amounts you have to keep in there, which is why some banks have, they tell you that this builds interest. The interest that's built off of that is gains. That is taxable. When you have it into an insurance policy, it is not taxable because it is in an insurance policy. That's how some people actually protect their money. That's how some people fund their early retirement so they have residual income, which we'll talk about later, so that they can have that money so that they can offset what's coming down the line with Social Security being going to be where it's not going to be able to accommodate amount because there's not enough working people to fund it like it's been. So you have to have some residual income coming in. You're going to have a game plan, and a lot of people don't have one. So for the younger people, or if you have younger people, this is the time they need to get one so they have a game plan, so they have a residual income coming in later down the line. So they're not worrying about, okay, Social Security is not only going to be able to give me 13% and I've worked my whole life into this. You're not going to be worried about it because you're going to have that residual income that you can utilize from your life insurance policy, okay? If you have the right life insurance policy, they include critical illness. They include chronic illness. They include terminal illness. They include chronic injury, which means if something happens, you can utilize that cash value that's accumulated and get paid every month at a certain age till it depletes out for whatever injury or illness that is. Maybe it's a stroke. Maybe you had a heart attack. Maybe you need convalescent care. You need a nurse that has to come and help. You don't have to go and, you know, petition and try to get a grant or funds for that because you can pull that out your whole life because that's part of it. There are riders that can be put in for disability, unemployment, even to fix your house. So if you get the right policy, and that all boils down to the agent that you have, sure, you have a free agent or independent agent. that can go across the board, sit down with you. Okay, what are you needing it for? What are you needing to get? They can see what your financials are. Okay, so this is your budget because you know your budget. You know what you can and cannot afford. But with a life insurance policy, the whole thing is you need to keep it. You need to keep it in place so it builds what you need it to build. When you let your policies lapse, all that cash goes back to that insurance company. Let's say that again. If you let your insurance policy lapse and you have 30 days from the due date to pay it before they will lapse it.
Uh-oh.
So even
Uh-oh.
After the due date, you have 30 days legally
oh,
to still pay it and it stays in place.
Latoya, are you there?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, she's still on the line. We cannot hear you. I'm not sure what
oh,
just happened.
Can you can't hear me?
Let's see what just happened. I don't know. We kind of lost it.
Oh, wow.
I think you might have hit the mute button.
No, I have the mute button on. You can't hear me?
Or maybe somebody don't want you to talk about life insurance.
Oh, my
goodness. You're still on the line. Okay,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Let me see. Latoya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, man, I hope her phone didn't die. Well, while we try to figure out how to get her back.
I'm here.
Just rumble a little bit. She was doing such a great job. I mean, it's very, very important that we get life insurance. And as I was saying earlier, you know, she was going to break it down to so many different facets of it. And a lot of times it's not about death. She brought up a good point. Life insurance is really about life, even what you can do, different ways to invest, and what's not taxable, what is, what you can draw out, how you can help kids, save their kids to college and all that. These are things that we should really, really know. So she can't hear me. Neither can I hear you. Okay.
Oh,
let,
wow.
Let's do this. Here's what I will do. I'm going to hang her up and call her back. So let's do that. Guys, just bear with us 1 second as I try to reconnect her. Uh-oh. She hung up. Well, hey, you can if you can hear me, call back into the show, and I can put you in. That way, it is area code 563-999-3400, and I will actually go ahead and post that into the comment section, and at that point, you can call back in. Let me reply on Facebook, and... We're going to just bear with us 1 second. We're going to get her in real quick. Quick. I'm not sure what's going on. Go ahead and just bear with us. Try to get her back on. Okay, so if you can hear me, let me see. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
No, this is like crazy. All right. I'm gonna message her and tell her to call back in. As a guest. Technology is something else, people. Okay. Literally, this is the first time something has gone wrong and it's not on this side. So that I am happy about. I am ecstatic about that. Oh, my goodness.
took me a lot of years to get everything back to running flows. So I just sent her the information. So hopefully she will call back into the show and press more, and we will have her back live. That's but in the meantime, if she can 563-999-3400. All right. I think we have.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, you are back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I can hear you.
You can pick up where you left off. I don't know. I said somebody must not want you to tell this.
That may be true. That may be true. I have a lot of them that say, did the agent they helped me knew this? I'm like, they all know this. I said, now whether or not they choose to tell you that is up to them. And unfortunately, they do not have a legal obligation to tell you everything that I'm telling you, especially if they work for that particular carrier and do not want to advise you of any other things out there, because bottom line, they want you to sign. And I'll tell anybody, I don't do it because of commissions. So I'm going to tell you that now. I do it because there's a need for it. There is a need for the knowledge. There's a need for understanding. And there's a need for people to get the right stuff for what they need to do with it. At the end of the day, I care. And a lot of agents out there don't care. They're not honest, and is definitely needed in our community for us to educate ourselves and start getting out of that 41%, getting out of that poverty threshold, getting out of that to where your children get to a certain age and they can't even think about college because they got to go get 2 or 3 jobs out here to help support the bills in the house. They can't think about educating themselves further because they got to take on the light bill and water bill. You know, they have to put their life and dreams on hold, and then when they get to our age, they are in a worker bee syndrome. They can't think of entrepreneurship because their whole life they've been told to go get a job. So it needs to be time out for can't do it, can't afford, can't just because you can. You spend money unnecessarily on other stuff, but we won't do what we need to do. So I'm just going to say that little PSA because it needs to be some honesty. It needs to be some real honesty in our community on not getting stuff done that we need to get done for our community so that we can get ourselves out of the level we are in. And it starts by us going ahead and doing things we need to do to get our generation, our legacy, our lineage out of this line and rut that we are in. And as long as we continue to make excuses, because that's what they are, make excuses and putting stuff for tomorrow on next week, and next week, and not doing what we need to do when we get money, when we're getting these stimulus and getting these payouts and COVID bailouts and all this stuff and doing what's right with it and starting to generate some type of wealth, we're doing everything else. We're going out to eat at fancy restaurants. We're building white businesses instead of black businesses. We're not putting it back in our home. We're not putting it back in our community. We're not putting it back in ourselves. And then we say, oh, it's like, no, it's ourselves. We are our worst enemy, ourselves. That division line has been set in stone so far with slavery that we don't even realize we are doing it to each other. We are systematically racist to ourselves sometimes. We're systematically cutting down ourselves within our own race, our own community, instead of doing what we can to get it out of it.
And you know you're going to have some people that on the systematic part, but you already said you might piss some people off. But what I do know, systematic racism or not, life insurance is very, very
important. Yeah.
Very, very, very
important. Yeah.
Talk
so
about
we're
going
to get back into the type of life insurance. So as I was saying, the first one is term. It is temporary. The most you can do term is 10, 15, some companies 15, but mostly it's 10, 20, 25, or 30-year term. Okay? Term does not build you cash. it will end, and most of the terms are decreasing terms, which means your maturity in every life insurance policy endows is what the lingo is called, endow or matures. And most of the time it is at a 15-year mark or 10-year mark, depending on the pay-up option that you choose for a policy. When it does for a term policy, it has a negative effect on your policy, okay? The easiest way to do that, and I'm going to tell you this, and a lot of people don't read when they get these policies in the mail. They come in a big old thick thing. They're about 20 pages, some 40, some 60 pages. You're not going to read it, and they bank on you not reading that. They bank on you not understanding the language and lingo in behind it for you to know, hey, what? Every state gives you what's called a free look policy. Florida gives you 14 days. Georgia gives you 10 days. That means you have those days to look at the policy that you purchased. If it is not right, if you don't want it, if you don't like it, you can say, huh, I don't want this, none and void, don't pay nothing out my bank account, that's it, and you walk away. Now, you can always change your life insurance policy. You do not have to keep the same one, especially if they're bad. You can always have someone look at your policy. You can always have someone read. Huh?
I thought I was just about to ask you that because I know some life insurance policies companies, they don't want to let you go. So there are ways to get out of that. And just a quick side note, because I don't want to run out of time before I say this, I don't want to bring this into the series. But if somebody sitting at home saying, got dog, diggity dog. I heard this what LaToya said, and I need to change my policy. And some people at home are thinking they're going to let their policy lapse and try to get a new policy somewhere else. Is that smart to do or not?
Okay, so if you have a whole life policy, you never want it to lapse. What you want to do is you want to reach out to someone like me or someone that can look at what you have, go ahead and see about replacing, because an advisor or agent, an advisor or broker, not a captive agent, can replace your policy. It's called a replacement policy. Basically, the cash value you have that's accumulated in that particular whole life, if you have some, can be surrendered to you, and then you can go ahead and get another one. I always tell people this. Let me look at what you have. If it's not worth the paper it's written on, I'm going to tell you that. This ain't, no. And I'll show you in black and white on your policy why it's like that. But you want to first get coverage under a different carrier first before you cancel another policy. You know why? Because you may not get approved through that carrier. And then you've canceled and have no coverage. So you want to make sure that, and anybody that tries to do it any other way, please don't use them. Because you always want to replace before you cancel. Okay? Now, if you let a policy lapse, you do not get any of that cash that has accumulated in your policy for that whole life. That's why you have to make sure you have someone that is knowledgeable and that is an insurance advisor or broker, that's a free agent, not captive, that can make sure, which they're supposed to do, what most of them do, will go from the beginning to the end to make sure, one, that replacement policy is in effect. It is approved. You have an actual policy number. Then they can help you cancel or surrender that current policy you no longer want so that you receive the cash value minus the surrender charge for that policy that you paid into. Okay? Now, some carriers, they like to say, oh, send us the policy. Some people can't find their policy, okay? They don't know where it's at. They don't know what to do with it. While you're trying to find that policy, they didn't say, okay, send it certified mail. They may claim they ain't never got it. And you go back and forth between that. Now, mind you, while the time is going, your next policy payment has came up. Okay, so they've already gotten that next month payment because it's electronic, it's EFT, and that's how insurance is regulated. It has to be through a bank. It cannot be credit card. You can't go and just pay cash to it. It is life insurance, not car insurance. So it has to be a paper trail because it is not taxable. So it has to be EFT. Okay, or if you're doing Social Security Direct Express card for those carriers that allow that payment, okay? So if you have a knowledgeable advisor, they're going to tell you this. You ain't got to do all that. tell them we want to do a letter of intent. You do a letter of intent for the people that are advisors or brokers. They know what that is. And they'll go ahead and show you how to do that and fax that in. And by law, they have 24 to 72 business hours to go ahead and cancel your policy. Not with all the extra stuff they was having you do. That is legal. That's it. 5 to 7 business days, they have to cut you whatever your cash value minus the surrender charge for that policy. Okay? That is legal. You have care insurance agents that won't tell you that because why? They don't want to lose that commission they've made off of you from that policy because they're going to get residuals off of that policy after you kept it for so long. Okay? But if it's not worth what you've got, yeah. And I'm going to tell you this, too. And please, people, write this down if you don't write nothing else down. Accidental death is not life insurance. ADB is not life insurance. Okay?
Well, a lot of people kind of think it is.
Yeah, it's not life insurance. Unless you plan on walking outside and getting hit by a bus, okay, and dying immediately on scene, not your fault, which means you didn't walk into it, you didn't, you know, carelessly not see it, not know dying on the operating table, not know on the way to the hospital, not know, you know, moments later, or they can find any little thing to say it was your fault or your carelessness or your neglect, they will not be paying that. Rarely do that get paid. People are under a false security that it is life insurance. I'm covered when in actuality you are not. Okay? But because companies can't write life insurance policies, but they can sell disability insurance. They can sell you accidental death without being an insurance company. They will sell it to you to make money. Okay? So when people tell me that, I'm like, okay, so you don't have life insurance. Because you can't accrue cash value on it. You can't pull off of it. You can't utilize it if you get sick. So, therefore, that you have no policy. That is just what it says, accidental. And it cannot be in any way, shape, or form anything on your side, and you have to die immediately. Okay? So, back to the different types of insurance policies. We was on term. A lot of people get term insurance because a lot of agents run to them and say, hey, you get this insurance policy. It's only going to cost you blah, 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 $20 for $100,000, $20 for $500,000. By the amount and the information, I already know it is term. And then most of the time, I know it's a decrease in term, okay? The problem with that is, one, you have gotten older when it ends because most of the time you will outlive it. Two, by the time you have done so, guess what? Your health. You have other things that have happened to you. You have went to the doctor for maybe this or that. You may have gotten hurt and gotten pain pills for something. Now your rate is high when you try to get whole life because you can't get term but for so long. Your rate is higher, and you may not can be able to afford it, or you're only going to maybe get $10,000 because you didn't invest in doing a whole life instead of that term, okay? Then you have whole life. Whole life has more than one type. You have what's called an UL and an IUL. So people who like to invest, those are what they use. If you have 401Ks, IRAs, Roth, your money just sits there, okay? Unless you are doing an employer match contribution, you have to basically fund that aggressively to make it work for retirement, okay, or your pension. And then you have what's called the Social Security 59-and-a-half rule. You cannot touch it until you are a certain age. If you do, it is 10% penalty fee, okay? However, what you don't realize is when you do touch it, you still got to pay a tax after that. Because when you take it out, you're going to pay that fee, and then you're going to pay every year that it is over $10,000. Every year. Your income might not be that, but because you have that there, you're going to pay that tax because you're taxed before and you're taxed after because that is gains. Those are gains. Okay? So So what you can do and what some people do is they will convert. It's called a conversion. An insurance advisor or broker can convert your IRA, your Roth, your 401k, your pension to an IUL. Okay? So for an IUL, it is called an Index Integrity Life. An IUL, Index Integrity Universal Life. It is a whole life, but it has for S&P 500, which means they take that premium you pay and they invest it across the board in the stock market. The difference between that and cryptology and all that is if you lose money there, you just lose money. You don't lose money when it comes to you having an IUL because it is protected because it is in a life insurance policy. The loss is on the insurance company. So because
so
it is a life
question.
Insurance
have about
policy.
Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Left before show ends, and we're going to have to come back and talk about whole life, obviously. There are a lot of people out there right now with term life insurance that was sold by, let's say, for instance, something like I don't even know the company itself. So Primerica, for example, they do term life, right?
Yes, and they do decreasing term life at that.
Decreasing term life. So I know a lot of people sign up for term life, and they're like, man, based on what I heard tonight, holy cow, like I've been wasting money. So is
right.
there ever a benefit in term life insurance? Is there any benefit in term life?
There are two benefits for term life. Other than that, you're basically might as well, I tell people with this analogy, they laugh sometimes. I say a term life is you might as well open your window and throw cash out because that's what you're doing. You're basically paying the life insurance company. That's how they're making their money because they're taking young people and saying, hey, you need life insurance. Well, just get a term life. You're young. You don't worry about a whole life yet. You're too young. And they fall into that trap of not knowing the knowledge of having that whole life and incurring cash value and putting that there and get that term life, okay? So the only way a term life benefits you is, one, you're doing it for, like, mortgage protection. Now, there are only certain carriers that do what's called a return of premium, it's called an ROP, or an HMS, or CBO. And a CBO is cash back option. So there are only a few carriers that do that. You won't hear a lot of agents or brokers talk about it because a lot of them are captive. They can't write for that carrier that does it. So they can't offer it, which means they can't tell you about it. Or they don't even know. Some agents don't know. You have some insurance agents that don't know all the benefits of it.
This is, I mean, like I said, we're going to have to break this down. We've got a minute and 40 seconds left. And I love talking about this kind of stuff because it's the kind of things that we need to be discussing as a community. We need to bring forth on the discuss these actual issues. But before we go, tell them where they can find you, your website, even though it has been on the bottom of the screen back and forth. Go ahead and tell them those things right quick. We've got 90 seconds left.
Oh, my goodness. So if you want to reach me, you can call me if you are in the Georgia area. You can call me at 229-834-1222. If you are in the Florida area, you can call me at 904-383-0385. Okay. And my website is www.insurancenow4today.com. Or you can just simply call me and I will help you. If I don't answer, then just send me a text and I will definitely get back with you. I will be at the Wellness and Beauty Expo in Jacksonville, October the 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be there. I will also be at Veil of Excellence. That's on Atlantic in Jacksonville. I go there, too, as well. And I come to the Georgia area. So I go both areas, Georgia and Florida, and expos to try to help educate and do seminars and podcasts. Or you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll definitely help you. Or if you need me to come out and speak on doing some educational workshops to help or look over what you have, I'll definitely come help you.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. Guys, stay blessed. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week, same time, 8 p.m., and God bless you.
Talk the real talk with Mr. Robert Dunn. The real talk, the real talk. talk with Mr. Robert Tanner.